What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, as you know, I really love it when you guys submit articles for this series. And how do you do it? Just like Robert Morris did. Leave it in the comment section. That way I can search for the article myself. Now, this article was published on the 7th of July. 80-year-old man accused of beating his 78-year-old wife to deletion with a hammer after an argument over his doctor. I know you guys are going to throw every hammer-based joke in the comment section. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and start it off. Because what did this man say? Here comes a hammer. Here comes a hammer. Oh, yeah. Y'all know I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Whoa! An 80-year-old man is behind bars after he allegedly offlined his wife with a hammer inside of their Maryland home. Vivian Stewart Nation. Of course, we're going to use the male name Stewart. Was arrested on a first-degree termination charge in the deletion of 78-year-old Beverly Rose Fletcher. Police responded to the couple's home at the Leisure World Senior Community in Montgomery County, Maryland, at around 6 p.m. on Saturday to find Fletcher unresponsive. A hammer was still pressed against her neck, and a bloodied knife and screwdriver were found nearby, according to court documents obtained by the Washington Post. Authorities said Fletcher had suffered multiple stab wounds and there were signs of blunt force trauma. Nation, who had blood on him at the scene, was taken in for questioning where he reportedly told detectives the couple had argued over an issue with his doctor before he pushed his wife to the ground. Quote unquote, he then got on top of her and pushed a hammer against her throat, pressing the hammer down with both hands, according to court documents. Nation is being held without bond and is scheduled to appear in court on Monday. Well. Gentlemen, do you really think that it was the argument over that doctor that set this man off? I was born at night, but I was not born last night. No. This is the result of years and years of pent-up rage. This man is 80 years old. How long were they married? Doesn't say. Whether they had kids or not? Doesn't say. But the kids are beside the point. How long were they married? How long did this man more than likely endure a smart-mouthed, snake-tongued woman? How long did he endure that? to where he finally just said, you know what? Fuck it. I can't stand this woman anymore. I'm 80 years old. So you know what? Yeah, I'm going to take matters into my own damn hands. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the hammer of hate. I'm gonna give that a 45. Psychological impact. Whenever you see somebody that's covered in blood, that definitely is an indication of just how brutal of a crime that this person committed. So, of course, that does something to you mentally. I'm going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, they say he used a knife and shanked her a few times and a screwdriver, then the hammer. Yeah, this dude wanted to make sure she went into the ground. So I'm going to give that a 50 as well. So Stewart, the Neutralizer Nation, gets a score of 155. Gentlemen, as I said before, there was going to be, and there surely has been, a severe uptick in older men putting on the mask. Yeah, long-time married men who just say, you know what? I'm at the end of my life, and if there's one thing I'm going to do before I exit my mortal coil, I'm going to take this bitch out that's been making my life utterly and totally miserable for all these years. Yeah, ladies, all you older ladies out there who think that you're going to accept the young woman's programming of arguing with your husband? Nah. You got to remember, those men did not come up in a time to where women of the past had the attitudes of women of the present. No. Back in the days, women were a lot more agreeable. Doesn't mean that they couldn't say anything. They were just a lot more agreeable, and they knew, yes, this man, what he's saying, I need to follow him because he knows what he's talking about. Unlike the women of today who've been given the new programming, like, yep, I'm going to say what I want to say, blah, 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 blah. And now you got a lot of older women trying to accept that programming too. However, nope. No. When Paw was alive, everybody knew, hey, granddad's got the final say. I ain't going to challenge him. Nope. However, yeah, women of today, yeah, like I said in that video that I did about the women, the black women talking about how women should disrespect men, men do not do well with disrespect. And this old woman found out the hard way. She decided she was going to disrespect her husband over an argument about their doctor, of all things, something so benign, minute, that it set that man off. Nope. I refuse to believe it. Like I said before, this was something that was deep-seated, and he had a lot of anger issues involved with her. And he decided, you know what? I'm 80 years old. What's the society going to do to me? Oh, they're going to put me in a cage for the rest of my days and take care of me. Gentlemen, here we have another man who decided, I'm already retired, so I'm going to go ahead and have the three hots and a cot definite retirement plan. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you older women out here who are in long-term marriages with long-suffering husbands, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have or still have in that marriage, it will go out. Feminism, which by now has already abandoned you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, there are a lot of husbands who are simply thinking this thought right here. If only I could get away with it. And those are the husbands who decide not to put the mask on versus the husbands who say, you know what? Fuck it. Three hots in a cot for the rest of my life is good enough for me. And they decide to take matters into their own damn hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.